8:04. Newsboys, he reigns on WMUZ The Light. So we talk about John and Krista Kleider all the time, every day, helping my listeners with depression, anxiety, PTSD with K-Blend, locations in Monroe and now in Lansing. But this I didn't see coming. I don't think anyone saw this coming. Emily Kleider is John and Krista's daughter, and she's on the phone right now. Hi, Emily. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you? I'm doing great.
Excellent. So I got this call a few weeks ago. It's like John and Emily are going to Pakistan. I'm like, Pakistan? I have no idea where that came from. Out of left field, I guess. So how did this whole thing start? How did you end up going to Pakistan and why?
Well, it started simply because of a calling. I was looking all over the country, or all over the world, really, for places to go. And it really reminded me of the story of my mother a few years ago when she had started the clinic. She had also looked all over the country for jobs, and then it was really a miracle that we wound up back in Monroe. And through a series of divine circumstances in her life, she had started the clinic. So I had looked all over the globe, and I found this organization called Victory Asia, and it got me in touch with the local church there. And the day that this all became possible was the day I was most discouraged. My father had told me that we had to find a different location because Pakistan was just impossible with our current circumstances. And I had nodded my head in defeat. I didn't know what to do. And he had left, and I bowed my head and I prayed, God, this is really all in your hands, and I surrender this trip to you. And then a few minutes later, he walked in the room, back into the room, and he's like, well, I guess we can take the clinic. So I think that something really changed in his heart from what God did. There was nothing that I did there that made this possible.
And that is amazing how God works. So you end up in Pakistan, and I think the folks at the embassy said, don't go there. It's too dangerous. It's not a welcoming place for Americans, for Christians, but you felt this calling. And I heard something crazy, like the depression rate in Pakistan is something like 60%. So you went there with a mission and a purpose. Do you have any stories? What happened with that?
Yeah, when I was in Pakistan, I had met with a girl who was suffering with depression, anxiety, and she even had suicidal ideation. She had made it clear that her family didn't know, but who could she tell? And despite common sense, it was actually a good thing she didn't tell her family. Because what could they do for her? If you had a daughter with any sort of mental health struggle, you could seek help for her with therapists or psychiatrists. But what if there are none? And there's these stats from the World Health Organization. They say that only there's 0.19 psychiatrists per 100,000 people. Mm. And so if a girl tells her mother she has depression, the most your family can do for her is tell her to go to sleep and things will get better the next day. Mm. But depression or any other mental health disease is not that simple. The brain undergoes physical changes, and some people cannot simply walk out of that with a little bit of time.
Yeah, it's definitely a physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual disease, and it's crippling, it's debilitating. People with severe treatment-resistant depression, and especially in a place like Pakistan, look, we take our freedoms for granted here a lot of times, and in a place like that, like you said, they don't have the resources that we do here in America. So, Emily, what's the solution? How do we help? What's the next step?
Well, there are many ways to give. You could even give your time to help with logistics or fundraising in your own way. But most importantly would be to give financially through our GoFundMe. It's called Bring Healing Abroad. Our greatest need right now is monitors and pumps. If you've ever been to the clinic, you know that we always hook you up to monitors and put your IV through a pump to make sure that you're going to be safe throughout the entire infusion. But the hospital that we're partnering with does not have any of that simply because there are very limited resources there.
Right.
And it's $250 each for each monitor and pump separately, so that would be $500 per bed. Right now, that's the greatest need that we're looking at. We're like, God just has to make a miracle. I don't know how he's going to do it, but I trust that there's going to be a way. And it's all about how God calls you. If you're called to give elsewhere, that's great. And at the end of the day, God opened this door for me, and he's also opening this opportunity for you as well.
So what's the goal? You're going to this hospital with limited resources, and we're looking for pumps and monitors to give the people the K-Blend infusions to help them with treatment-resistant depression, anxiety, PTSD. What's the goal? How many people are going to be treated?
We're hoping that we can get up to 100 patients, but at the end of the day, that depends on our supplies as well. The hospital has the capacity for 12 beds, but at the same time, that depends on how many supplies we can get there and how often we're going to be open and how often we can flip the beds. But the staff there was very excited to meet with us when we went there for a week to visit. And some of the staff was so excited that I really believe they have high potential to continue running the clinic after we leave. But we can't promise it, but it is our ultimate goal to have the lasting impact that we're looking for on our communities.
That's incredible. You say, yeah, now we have 3 locations in Monroe, and we have one in Lansing, and oh, by the way, we have one in Pakistan as well. That's incredible. So call right now if you want to help with this amazing mission. It's 734-605-8500. Talk to Emily, to Wes, to John, to Krista, the whole team at K-Blend, helping these poor souls that desperately need it in Pakistan. And if you want the link for the fundraising page, I have that as well. It's C. Stevenson at CrawfordMediaGroup.net. And Emily, I think you said you have one more story about what happened. What is that?
So there's a current ministry in Pakistan that is buying people out of slavery. So they house former slaves and even sexual assault survivors in, some people say it's like miniature apartments, but I would call them more like dormitories, where they have like 3 or 4 bunk beds in a room, and then they all have to share a communal bathroom. And I was able to personally tour another one of their dorms, where they're actually building to house even more people as they buy more from slavery. And they had told me the story of a man from the UK who had bought a couple, and they lived in one of the small dorms for a few weeks. But then the husband tried to commit suicide, and the most that they could do for him was send him to a safe house. And I'm like, it merely covers and delays the symptoms without treating the underlying problem that he is in that depression, and mentally he is still locked in that slavery, and he hasn't been freed emotionally. So my envision for this trip is to empty the dormitories, empty the safe houses. And I envision my team helping these former slaves and sexual assault survivors become strivers, but functionalize instead of just surviving in a dormitory. And if we can impact this generation, the entire country could exponentially improve its global reputation.
Well, Emily, I am very impressed. You are very well-spoken, and I just love your heart. I can hear the intensity, the passion, the enthusiasm, and I know that comes from Mom and Dad and everything that you're doing right now with John, Krista Kleider, Emily Kleider, Wes, the whole team at K-Blend. So call right now and please support them in their mission to Pakistan. Here's the number one more time, 734-605-8500, 734-605-8500. Or just look up K-Blend at WMUZ.com. Or if you want the link, send me an email. I'll get it to you right now. It's C. Stevenson at CrawfordMediaGroup.net, or Chris@SundayPraise.net. Emily, well done. Thank you so much for your service.
Thank you. Thank you so much for this opportunity. I really appreciate it more than you know.
See you later. Bye-bye.
See you. Bye.